Welcome to the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Bangura, and I'm thrilled to have you here with me today. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager in the property and construction industry, this podcast will help you elevate your leadership, build a cohesive team, and have more impact. Join me every week where I'll leave you excited and confident to take your next steps. Thanks for being here with me. Now let's get started. Hello, it is great to join you for another episode of Building Up Leaders in Property. If you are new here, welcome. This podcast is all about giving leaders tools and strategies to move their careers forward and move their organizations forward so that we can have more diversity and more innovation and better results across our industry. And if you've been here for a while, thank you for being here. And I love that you are committed to your journey of growth and development, because I think it all starts with us as an individual. We make the decision that we want to create change, that we want to have an impact in the world, and then we drive it from there. And today I want to talk about that. I want to talk about goals and actually ask you the question, you know, are you on track for what you want to achieve in 2024? Because I've just gotten back from holidays with my family. We did a cruise through the South Pacific, which was fabulous. But I'm sitting back at my desk and we are already into April. We are already into Q2 for 2024. I personally use quarters as a time of reflection to check in with myself. Am I on track for what I want to achieve? And really challenge myself to think about what is working, what isn't, and what do I need to do differently to create the results I want at the end of the year. And today I want to take you on that journey. I want to talk about why so often we don't achieve our goals. And I want to give you the opportunity to check in with yourself and to make sure that you're on track to create the impact and results you want for yourself and perhaps for your team this year. The things we talk about today, they apply to you as an individual, both in your professional life and in your personal life, and they also apply to your team or to your organization. And I think one of the big things that we struggle with as humans is around how do we set goals that are inspiring and full of possibility, but also achievable, and how do we make sure we deliver on those for ourselves? And I think, to be honest, we don't teach this well in school. We don't talk about these sorts of things. We talk about very tangible skill sets. And I think the importance of thinking with possibility and dreaming big, as well as the ability to plan and execute and have self-awareness and the ability to self-reflect, is so, so important. And in fact, it is fundamental to the work I do, right? I think we have to not only know where we want to go, but we also need to know where we are right now so that we can map out the journey and so that we can be on that road to progress and to creating the results that we want. And once we know what it is we are trying to achieve, and once we are willing to get really honest and be really open with ourselves, we can really hone in our efforts, right? I always say it's about prioritizing what you want. And once you know what it is you want, once you have that really simplified view, that is when you can amplify your results, right? It's about simplifying to amplify. And with that in mind, with a clear focus, that is when you can see exponential change and progress. And you can think constructively about how to get to where you want to go. I want to invite you to reflect on what is the goal that you set yourself for 2024. Now, hopefully this is only one thing. And I say that because I think one of the biggest mistakes we make when we are setting goals for ourselves is that we are not clear on what we want to achieve. And that might show up in a few different ways. So it may be that we can't clearly articulate the goal for ourselves. And so it might be that we think about things in terms of categories or generalizations. So for example, you might have a goal of wanting to get promoted in 2024. And whilst that seems like it's quite a specific thing, it's still quite loose. And what I mean by that is promotions can take lots of different forms. You can get an internal promotion, or you might get an external role that is that next step in your career, right? So it's a promotion in those terms. Now, with an internal promotion, that could come with a pay rise, or it might not. It could also come with new opportunities and new responsibilities and new activities, or it might not. Or it could simply be a title change that doesn't necessarily move the needle in terms of your professional development or growth. And so I think it's really important that we take a bit of time to actually create a SMART goal, to really understand the specifics of what we want to achieve, right? Making sure it is specific, it is measurable, it is attainable, it is results focused, and it is timed. Now, with all that said, I also am the biggest believer that goals are there to guide our progress. They are not there as constraints to what is possible. We set a goal up so that it is something to shoot for, right? The goal should never be so rigid that you don't consider other possibilities. But the point is that it focuses you on what really matters to you. And it forces you to articulate that and to really think through what it is you're seeking. And we need to do that. We need to really understand what is motivating us, what is driving us, so that we can ensure it is aligned with what we want to achieve, so that we can actually have that fulfillment when we do achieve it. So you may be crystal clear on what your goal is, right? What you are trying to achieve this year. But if you're not, I want you to really get clear on it. And I want you to be honest with yourself about what it is you want, right? You don't need to share this goal with anyone else. You never need to say it out loud if it doesn't serve you to. I want you to be honest with yourself, and I want you to step beyond the status quo and to actually think about what it is that you want. Now, another big thing that I see is that often people are working on too many different things, right? We want to achieve all of these things and we're in such a rush to do it that we spread ourselves thin. And I'm just going to say it, I think this is a huge mistake. I think that we need to simplify our focus so that we can amplify our results. And when we do that, we can really create exponential change in a very short amount of time because we are so focused on what we are working towards and we are not being pulled in different directions. And if you think about it, as humans, what we tend to do, and you may be able to relate to this, is if we have multiple goals we are working to, what we tend to do is we switch between them depending on what feels hard at the moment. So when one area or one goal becomes really hard or there's some really challenging things that need to happen in order to achieve that goal, what we tend to do is we tend to switch focus to another goal. And subconsciously, we try and avoid doing the hard work that needs to be done. And there's nothing wrong with us because we do that. Like, that is human nature. And we are driven by trying to conserve our energy, right? If we think about humans are motivated by three things. So seeking pleasure, avoiding pain, and conserving energy. So we will always shy away from doing the hard things because it feels uncomfortable. Right? We would rather go with what is easy and familiar. But the downside is that in order to achieve significant progress, right? So if we want something different to occur, it requires us to do something different. And that requires some level of discomfort, right? We are going outside of our comfort zone. And by having a single focus, a single goal, it means that we progress in that one direction rather than when the going gets tough, shifting course and focusing on another goal, which is what I see happen time and time again with my clients. And, you know, I've done it myself, right? So I'm certainly not perfect in this, but I know the change that happens when we say I'm working on one thing and that is the focus. It becomes the North Star that really guides everything and pushes us to step beyond our comfort zones and create exponential results. Another big pitfall is that we don't have a plan. So you might be shuffling along, just hoping that things change, hoping that you get recognized, hoping that opportunities present themselves. If we keep doing the same things we've always done, nothing will change, right? We'll keep going on the same trajectory. And that's fine if that's all you want. But if you aspire for something big, if you aspire to having a big contribution in the world, then it requires you to challenge things, to do things differently. And the best way to do that is by planning, right? Thinking about what needs to be done. And we might talk about this in a bit more detail in a moment, but you need to put yourself firmly in the driver's seat, right? You need to control your destiny and stop waiting for things to happen to you. Hey there, I'm interrupting today's episode because I want to share something special with you. If you've been on a leadership journey with me through this podcast, you know that I'm all about empowering leaders. Now, I have exciting news. I'm about to open the doors for a new intake of coaching clients who are ready to take their leadership skills to the next level and achieve outstanding results. If you're eager to create sustainable success as a leader, I invite you to explore how my exclusive coaching program can help you reach your goal. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager, this program is customized to get you results. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your growth as a leader. To learn more, simply visit my website, rebeccavanguru.com, or you can find the link in the show notes. This is your chance to discover if the coaching program is the right fit for you. Okay, now let's get back to today's episode. And you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in what is possible. Do not wait for other people to tap you on the shoulder and recognize you. Do not wait for other people's validation. If you believe in yourself, other people will start to believe in you too. And I know that's easier said than done, right? I know our brains are complex systems that direct our thoughts, but each of us has the ability to control our thinking, to reprogram our minds so that they give us empowering thoughts, so that they set us up on a path for success instead of settling for mediocrity and not rocking the boat. So again, I want you to, wherever you are right now on your journey, to draw a line in the sand. Make the decision that you want to achieve your one thing, right? Be clear on what that one thing is and decide that you are going to achieve it. And I want you to take a moment and, you know, imagine yourself at the end of the year, right? The end of 2024. Imagine that you've achieved that goal. I want you to think about, what does it feel like? Right? What are you thinking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? Are you feeling proud? Are you excited? Are you energized? What is going on for you? Whatever it is, I want you to really acknowledge that feeling. And I want you to carry that feeling with you through the rest of this session. Because you need that mindset of someone who has already completed that goal in order to achieve it. You know, it's like Einstein said, right? You cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created it. You actually need to put yourself in the driver's seat and see yourself as having achieved this already in order to be able to create the plan that moves you forward, right? This is the mindset piece, which is so crucial. So now, hopefully you have in your mind, you know, this one thing, this meaningful goal that is really aligned with your big picture. It's aligned with who you want to be. And once you've got that clarity, as I said, it's all about simplifying your focus so that you can amplify your results. Because we like to think that we can multitask, but we really can't, right? And we don't want to dilute our efforts. We want to be able to do the hard things that we need to do in order to create the results. And we need to be able to build our resilience and work through the resistance in order to get things done. And so once you have that one thing in your mind, I want you to literally brainstorm all the things that are required in order to achieve it. What are those must-do activities, right? Break them down by tasks. And again, think about this in terms of, we have 3 quarters left for the year. There are 9 months. What do you need to be achieving each quarter or each month in order to be on track, right? Map those out. Think about what you already know. Are there any key dates or key events that will influence your ability to progress these? So using that example of a promotion, that might be around when a performance review is done. What are major milestones in terms of meeting your OKRs or your KPIs? Map those out and start to draw, what does a logical path look like from having achieved the goal right back to where you are right now. Then I want you to think about, what support do you need? And here is the truth. When we want something badly enough, we can be so resourceful. We can connect dots and seek help and seek new opportunities. So I want you to think about, what support do you need? And where can you get it? Right? What might that look like? And if you get stuck on this, I want you to think about other people around you who might have achieved something similar, right? What have they done? What help have they had? Who has been in their corner guiding them and supporting them? Maybe it's a coach like me, or maybe it's a mentor or a program. It could be any number of things, but allow yourself to really draw on the vast resources that you have around you. Then I want you to think about, what boundaries do you need to have in place? Now, this is a big one, because the truth is, in order to achieve something, it requires sacrifice. We can't do all the things all the time. So with your one thing in mind, I want you to think about the things you need to let go of, and think about how you can enforce those boundaries in a way that aligns with your vision, aligns with your goal. And I want you to think about, what are those checkpoints? How are you going to review and monitor your progress? Are you going to check in quarterly like I do? Do you need to do monthly or weekly? And of course, this will be different for each of us as we are working towards different goals, but make sure that you allocate time. Actually sit down and put this in your diary to reflect on where you're at and what you need to do in order to keep moving forward. Allocate time to stop and reflect. And, you know, the 3 questions I always share with everyone is, what went well, what didn't, and what would I do differently? So make the time to answer those questions and make sure you actually apply the lessons and the learnings for the next month or for the next week or for the next quarter so that you can shift the trajectory of where you're going. You can start to take more aligned action to create the outcome by the end of the year. And when you do that, you really give yourself this system and this plan for your success. And I think there's one final piece of that, which is to really stop and also brainstorm what those challenges are. What are the things that perhaps aren't going well or that are limiting your progress? And again, get honest with yourself. No one else needs to be privy to this information, but identify the challenges, whether they are real or whether they are potential, so that you can start to focus on solutions so that you can work through those challenges as and when they arise. My final thought on this is it's okay if you haven't made the progress that you'd like to have made towards your goal. You know, I keep saying draw a line in the sand, but I think that is so powerful. We need to approach doing scary big things and creating big results in our lives from a place of self-compassion and self-respect and self-love. And we need to be committed to our journey, right? Because every one of us in our careers, in our lives, on our leadership path, this is a journey and things will look different one day to the next. And we will know more tomorrow than we knew today. And that's a good thing. We need to come from a place of compassion and curiosity so that we can keep striving to take steps in the right direction. And I want to leave you with these final tips around staying on track for your goals, right? So the first is stay focused on your one thing. And if you need to reevaluate the goal you set out for yourself at the start of the year, that's okay. But take the time to do that now so that you can create meaningful results over the next 9 months and end the year where you'd like to be. There's still plenty of time. So stay focused on that one thing. I also want you to keep your why front of mind, right? Why is this important to you? I also want you to get a support system, right? Who are those resources and people around you who will guide you and support you and who believe in what's possible for you and who will guide and support you on your journey? Because none of us can do this alone. And sometimes we need to get out of our own way and stop trying to be perfect in order to really create meaningful change. I also want you to commit to the outcome, right? Whilst we're working towards the end of the year, the outcome is what actually matters. So do whatever it takes in order to get there and use the time simply as a motivator for you. And as I said, stay curious, come at this from a place of self-love and self-respect and enjoy the journey and keep committing to getting better every day and taking action every single day that is aligned with your goals. And if you would like support on your leadership journey on creating the career and life that is fulfilling and meaningful and rewarding for you, then I invite you to reach out to me. This is the work I do with my private clients, and the results are phenomenal. When people take that step, when they make that commitment and they stop waiting for permission and they decide and they take action, they start to lead the change in their lives. That is when magic happens. That is when we see exponential results. And I know what is possible for you. I've seen it with hundreds and hundreds of women and hundreds of leaders. I really encourage you to connect and see if I can support you if that is of interest. Okay, my beautiful friends, it's a lot to think about, but I know what is possible for you. Have a beautiful day until next week and keep focused on your goals and get out there and make it happen. You've got this. Thanks for joining me on the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. I'm Rebecca Bangura, and if you'd like to learn more about what I do, head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next time.